This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Covering the Cleveland Browns for ESPN's NFL Nation. Jake Trotter, good with his time and getting us ready for Sunday afternoon in Cleveland. Jake, how are you?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
Jake, it's starting to snow here in Rochester, so it's fitting here that time of year. Jake, let's talk about this matchup. Let's talk about Odell Beckham Jr. Let's start there. This idea that they might be forcing him the ball. We've heard these kind of this kind of speculation. Wouldn't that go contrary to what the Browns should do? If you're looking at this Buffalo Bills defense, you run Nick Chubb and maybe a little bit of Kareem Hunt. How do you think the Browns offense will go about attacking this Buffalo Bills defense?
Yeah, I mean, I think the running game is going to be a big part of it. And, you know, it's more about there have been these lapses this season where, like, Odell Beckham almost disappears. You know, they look at double coverage and they say, okay, we're just going to do something else. And the result of that has been, you know, Odell is fourth on the team in red zone targets right now. I mean, that's just inexplicable for a talent like that. So I don't think it's that they're going to get away from the running game. Nick Chubb is going to be the bread and butter. And, you know, Kareem Hunt is going to get those Dontrell Hilliard carries that have been killing them these last few games, which I think will be a big upgrade. So that's going to be the backbone of the offense. But I think what Baker was trying to say is that, you know, early on, we've got to take some shots with Odell. Even if the coverage isn't favorable for us, we can't allow quarters to go by without getting him, you know, some looks. And so I think there's going to be an added emphasis early on in this game to try to get the ball to Odell back.
Jake, Baker, Freddie Kitchens, is there one guy that's getting a little bit more heat for the 2-6 start than the other? I mean, we know that Freddie at times appears to be in over his head. At least that's, you know, what we continue to hear out of Cleveland. And then, you know, the idea that Baker just, he hasn't played well this year either. Is there one guy that's getting a little bit more heat more than the other?
Yeah, I mean, definitely both. But I think you'd have to say Freddie first and foremost. You know, this fan base has not given up on Baker being the franchise quarterback that they have so longed for, going back to the Bernie Kosar days of the 1980s. Whereas, you know, Freddie, I think there was some excitement about Freddie coming into the year based on what he was able to do as the interim offensive coordinator last year. But at the end of the day, it was a gamble. I mean, this is a guy that had never been a head coach at any level of football before, had never been an offensive coordinator before taking over last season at any level of football before either. So, you know, I think what you guys say is fair. You know, there have been some moments this year that have been very puzzling. And, you know, when you are the league leader in penalties and your quarterback is tied for the lead in interceptions, you know, at the end of the day, that's going to fall back on the head coach, especially when that head coach is calling the offensive plays as well.
Yeah, Jake Trotter, ESPN.com, Browns reporter joining us here. Jake, I got to catch the Browns-Patriots game 2 weeks ago, and I think a lot of people share this. Hey, can you get the play in? What are you waiting for? Yeah, I have a little sense of urgency, and certainly Baker Mayfield snapped last week, but the idea that, yeah, the guy who's the head coach calling the plays, does he have a little bit too much on his plate right now? Should he shed those play-calling responsibilities?
I don't think that would be a bad idea. I mean, again, I just said first-time head coach, just said first-time offensive coordinator. And, yeah, he called the plays last year, but he was calling the Todd Haley offense. It's a little bit different when you have to install an offense in the offseason to you know, account for an Odell Beckham Jr. and to account for the way defenses are going to, you know, scheme up Baker Mayfield in year two differently. And it hasn't worked. It hasn't gone well. And it's sort of hard to figure out that this offense has been so bad when you have Odell Beckham, all pro, Jarvis Landry, Pro Bowler, Nick Chubb, second in the NFL in rushing behind Christian McCaffrey. I mean, it's just hard to figure out, like, why is this team not, like, why are they not a top five offense? Why are they bottom five? So, personally, it's not going to happen. I mean, it's been made very clear that it's not going to happen. But, you know, they have a guy here in Todd Monken who has a lot of experience calling offense in the NFL. A guy well-respected in the league. But, you know, he's been – and this was the deal they came up with before the year. But, you know, he's game planning and then taking a step back on game day, and Freddie's calling the offense. You know, it's hard being a head coach, especially for the first time in the NFL. It's hard being a play caller. And you've seen it in college football, I think, in particular, where – you know, guys, after a couple of years trying to do both, just say, I can't do this. Like, I need to focus on being the head coach and let somebody else call the plays. We haven't gotten to that point in Cleveland, and I think the moment is probably passed. Like, I think if they were going to make that kind of move, it would have already happened. So it's going to be Freddie's offense the rest of the way here.
Is Freddie in jeopardy of losing, being a one and done? I mean, you know, we know that a lot of times when coaches get hired from within, it doesn't make it past that 3-year mark, and a lot of times it doesn't make it past the 1-year mark. Is he in real jeopardy of losing his job after 1 year, after one season or less in Cleveland? And if that's the case, then I guess my second question, Jake, would be, what made him qualified in the first place? What made them think that he was going to be the guy that could get the most out of this talented group of players?
You know, to answer your second question first, they had this great synergy last year with Freddie and Baker Mayfield. I mean, from week 9 on last year after they fired Hugh Jackson, Baker Mayfield was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL statistically, and probably in reality too, if you're watching the games. I mean, he was fantastic, you know, finished second in rookie of the year voting, just behind Saquon Barkley, and they felt like, okay, we have finally found something here. Let's build off that. And that's why they decided to, you know, give the keys to the car to Freddie. Now, could they have made him the offensive coordinator and gone a different direction than head coach? I don't know. You know, I wasn't here during that transition, you know, having just started covering the team in the summer. But that's the thinking they had. And to answer your first question, you know, like you, when you're the most disappointing team in the NFL, like everything has to be on the table. And, you know, I think they want Freddie to turn this around. Like they want Freddie to succeed. You know, he's John Dorsey's guy. Everybody has, you know, something invested in Freddie doing well. But like if you're 4-12 with Odell Beckham and all this talent, then I think that's a conversation they're going to have. Like, okay, if we keep Freddie, like why is it going to be any better in 2020? And I think that'll be a tough question for them to answer.
I swear to you, Jake, I had never heard of Brandon Allen before last week. So
neither did I.
Yeah.
Actually, so I sort of had, like, after I was like, oh, yeah, he was at Arkansas. Okay, I remember that. And by the way, he made the Browns defense look like Ole Miss.
Yeah, so, okay, here's Josh Allen, a quarterback that really Buffalo has put a restrictor plate on. You're going to manage the game, and we're going to play defense and run the ball and win ugly here. But this Browns secondary, there are names back there, and I understand they weren't healthy, but what about the Browns' pass defense? Do you think there could be opportunities for Buffalo this week?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that's overshadowed the defense, the offense being so bad, but, I mean, the Browns are 23rd in the NFL. Not like they're a dominant force back down. They've had some injuries, particularly in the secondary. They're going to have, you know, more of that to deal with Jermaine Whitehead getting away from the team on Monday after the outburst he had on Twitter. So, yeah, I mean, there's going to be some opportunities there. I mean, this is not a team that has proven that they can shut anybody down, really. They have some talent, too. Denzel Ward is starting to kind of get back, you know, in form, although he gave up, you know, a big touchdown pass on Sunday in Denver. He was a Pro Bowler as a rookie last year. Greedy Williams, their second-round pick out of LSU, you know, is back from a hamstring injury as well. So they've got some talent there, but it just hasn't really clicked all the time. And they're fortunate that the offense has been such a mess that they sort of get a pass, at least with the media and the fan base of Cleveland.
ESPN NFL Nation Cleveland Browns reporter Jake Trotter giving us a few minutes here in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Jake, what kind of a season is Myles Garrett having for the Browns?
Yeah, he's had a really good year. You know, had some penalty issues early on. Clean that up. Honestly, there have been so many bad stats, I can't even remember the good ones anymore. But he's maybe leading the NFL in sacks. He was at one point. He might be tied for it now. Honestly, I don't know because I'm so focused on Odell Beckham not getting the ball. But he's had a really good year. Now, he was talking about being defensive player of the year before the season. Like, he's not at that level. He's not at Aaron Donald level, you know, Khalil Mack. But whatever tier underneath that is, I think it's fair to put Myles Garrett there. And, you know, he's a building block for this defense going forward.
So how do you see this game playing out Sunday, Jake?
Well, I'm picking the Bills because I'm not picking the Browns to win until they do it again. You know, I thought for sure they were going to win in Denver against the great Brandon Allen. And, you know, he ended up, you know, lighting them up in addition to all the problems they had in the red zone. And, I mean, here's the deal. Buffalo is a team that, yeah, Josh Allen's had some fumbles, but they are the best red zone offense in the NFL. The Browns are among the worst, and that'll probably be the difference. Now, if Cleveland plays up to its potential, they'll win the game. But they have not done that all year, so I don't know why all of a sudden they're going to start doing that Sunday. I got the Bills winning it.
Jake, wish we had more time to talk. We could probably spend at least another half hour talking about all the dysfunction that appears to be happening in Cleveland, but we know how busy you are, and really appreciate you carving out some time to talk Cleveland and Buffalo with us here in the Sports Bar.
Okay, guys, take care.
You got it. Jake Trotter covering the Browns, ESPN NFL Nation reporter. ESPN.com is where you can read Jake's work on the Cleveland Browns.
It's funny how, like, the Bills have had this. It's not just bad teams. It's been dysfunctional teams. Cleveland. Washington. Yes, Philadelphia was dysfunctional. Yes, but they figured out in the nick of time.
Philadelphia
had issues.
Okay, issues, not dysfunctional. Listen, dysfunctional to me is you've got four pillars. Ownership, GM, head coach, quarterback. And if one of those four is wobbly, then dysfunction can occur. And in Philadelphia,
Wentz
is still the quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, and when we talk to the Philly guys, I mean, look, you want to blame Wentz. It's not Wentz's fault. I mean, Catalano would tell us it's not because of Carson. They're not losing because of Carson. It's not his fault.
Well, when they came in, there was a lot of drama. Is that a better way to phrase
sure,
it? Yeah.
Sure. But the dysfunction, you know, it stems from one of those four pillars being wobbly, and you've certainly got it in Cincinnati. You've got it in Cleveland. I don't care how much talent and how much preseason hype there was, you're still owned by a guy. He's a bad guy. He's a bad owner. And we've had Cleveland people tell us, no, he's a bad owner. He's one of the worst owners in sports. Miami. Who's your quarterback? Don't know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so they have a plan, at least.
Right.
But
Washington, please.
Giants.
Mean, the Giants. Yes. Yes. And in the case of the Giants, I don't know that it's ownership, but you're shaky right now at quarterback, and you could argue that you've been shaky at GM as well, right?
I think the head coach would be in danger with the Giants.
Yeah. It was eerie. He said the same thing that Ben McAdoo said when he was questioned about his future. He said, I'm built for this. Like, that specific quote, I'm built for this, was something that Ben McAdoo said, I think, 2 weeks before he was fired as the Giants head coach. Like, if you say I'm built for this, it's the kiss of death. Pat Shurmur's next. And by the way, look, you could say it was dealt a raw deal. He doesn't have the players, doesn't have the talent. You're worse. Your record is worse than what Ben McAdoo was. How do you explain that?
You have Saquon Barkley.
Ben McAdoo is better than Pat Shurmur? Well, as a head coach, his record is going to say, yeah, he was. You do. You have Saquon. An elite weapon in the NFL.
We're going to think of him as like Barry Sanders, right? The Giants wasted all these prime years with Saquon Barkley.
Man. All right. Happy hour. On the way next in the Sports Bar.
Picks. Takes. Calls.
I'm going to tell you right now, and you're welcome to join us at 454-ESPN, by the way. You're not going to be happy with Gene's prediction for Sunday. Gene is, I give Gene credit. I'll raise a glass to you, Gino.
All right, you're going to call me the NM here in the show, new masterstroke?
No,
is that going to be
it? No, I'm going to say your prediction is bold, and I will say I don't think it's a prediction that anybody else that's covering this game is going to make.
Well, like, are we, why? Like, you hear Jake Trotter come on and says, I'm not picking the Browns until something. Well, I can't tell you the Bills are going to win until they fix something here.
Okay. Predictions for Sunday on the way next. We're abbreviated tomorrow afternoon. We're bringing you Sabres hockey from Sweden. That game starts at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon here on ESPN Rochester. So predictions on the way next. You're in the Sports Bar. Happy Hour on the way. Danger and Battaglia. AM 950, 95.7 FM, ESPN Rochester.
The voice of the Bills, John Murphy, and Bills Wall of Famer, Steve Tasker, give you all the latest news from One Bills Drive. One Bills Live is your home for exclusive interviews, live updates, and in-depth NFL analysis. Murph and Tasker take you inside the locker and down on the sideline to keep you up to date with everything Bills. Right here, noon to 3, on the home of the Buffalo Bills. AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.